We have more new LPs in July of 1980 from Daryl Hall and John Oates, Willie Nelson, and Chicago, as well as Teddy Pendergrass, Deep Purple, James Brown, and AC/DC.
Artie's Time Warp, for the love of music.
Right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, sail away, find serenity. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see, then you believe me. Sailing takes me away to where I've always needed to be. Just a dream of the wind to carry me. Soon I will be free.
July 1980, British actor Peter Sellers from the Pink Panther movies dies of a heart attack at 54. Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, the deposed Shah of Iran, dies in Cairo at 60. And keyboardist Keith Godshaw, who pulled an 8-year stint with the Grateful Dead, dies at 32 after sustaining massive head injuries in an automobile accident.
Artie's Time Warp Retro TV.
I hope you made a special dessert for our anniversary.
I didn't make dessert, Dad.
Oh.
Instead, I made some fun.
Watch it.
You sure taught me how to make fun.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Artie's Time Warp.
We'll be right back.
More sports in July of 1980. Larry Holmes TKOs Scott Lidow in 7 for a heavyweight boxing title. Johnny Bench hits his 314th home run as a catcher, which breaks Yogi Berra's record. And Jean-Claude Drouet climbs the Eiffel Tower in 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Hey, how about spreading the word to your friends about Artie's Time Warp?
Tell them Charlie sent you.
Artie's Time Warp, The Sound Citizen.
We'll be right back.
The Eagles' Joe Walsh with a solo single on the charts in July of 1980, and he might as well be thinking in such terms since the Eagles have broken up this month. We'll continue. Stay tuned.
Artie's Time Warp.